It's 8:45. Live and local, I'm your host, Mike Hogan, and with me, I have two guests today in the studio, nice and cozy, Liz Feldstern and Dr. Gediminas Maraskis. Is that right?
Yes.
Very good. With me today from the Institute for Holocaust Education and the Omaha Sister Cities Association. Welcome, both of you. Great to have you here today.
Thanks for having us.
First of all, let's talk about the Institute for Holocaust Education. What is the mission? What is the purpose?
Our mission and purpose is to educate students, teachers, and the public all across Nebraska about the history of the Holocaust. And the reason we do that is because we believe that studying that history and the mistakes and choices that were made has a lot to teach us for today. There are lessons that we can learn about how to create a better society, a society that makes better choices.
Very interesting that it was part of the armistice policy that the concentration camps remained intact in Germany, because even today they're out of the Middle East. You'll hear Holocaust deniers, and we have to remember, we cannot forget. It was a horrible atrocity, and the idea that one would lose that throughout the course of history is kind of terrifying, isn't it?
Absolutely. And even at the time, President Eisenhower, who was then a general, touring in Europe, had the sense that the things that he were seeing were so horrific that future generations would not possibly be able to believe that what had occurred actually occurred. And so he said at the time how important it was to preserve those sites and photographs and other proof of what had taken place.
I remember watching a documentary, and a soldier that was there during the liberation of the concentration camps. Of course, they were stunned by the inhumane treatment of the Holocaust survivors, and a captain told him, he had a camera, and a captain said, "Roll this, roll film, take film of this now," because it was unbelievable to the human eye to see, and these were battle-hardened soldiers who were still so moved by what they found.
Absolutely, and some of that footage is still just now coming to light. There's footage that at the time, while taken, was deemed too traumatic for the public. And so just in the past few years, there have been new footage that has been made available.
So we also have an organization, Getty, the Omaha Sister Cities Association. And tell us what the mission of that organization is.
The Sister City movement was also initiated by President Dwight Eisenhower in 1956. In a nutshell, it's all about citizen-to-citizen diplomacy in different parts of the world. Omaha has six sister cities, one of which Shizuoka, Japan, another being Shaulei, Lithuania. And so the Chiuni Sugihara story takes place in Lithuania, and the central character is a Japanese diplomat who rescued over 6,000 Jews.
Right. People have heard of Schindler's List. It was made into a movie, became very famous and popular, and the word got out there. This story, very similar in its compassion, and however, the impact was very, very large, with 6,000 people being saved. There's a movie called Persona Non Grata, and that movie is being aired viewed at the Jewish Community Center Theater on South 132nd Street, 333 South 132nd Street, Tuesday, June 19th at 7 p.m. If you want more information, you can go to omahasistercities.com. Talk about this film. It's a very interesting how these sister cities and these cultures have all joined together in this film about Holocaust redemption.
Yeah, so the screening of this film really is, like you said, a lot of different things coming together. You know, we're really lucky that we have here in Omaha the Sister City Association with its connections to Japan and Lithuania. And this particular story of Holocaust rescue speaks to all of those different legacies. And so showing the film together made a lot of sense. You know, this is a story that people might not be familiar with. They may not know that a Japanese diplomat stationed in Lithuania had the opportunity to, sort of against his country's wishes, issue visas that saved the lives of so many Lithuanian and Polish Jews.
the story certainly being one of somebody standing up for what was morally right, what should be done. As we recall, the Japanese joined the Axis and became a part of the Nazi movement, if you will, in World War II, and how that was done. Incredible. How did you get this film here?
So this film is distributed through Seventh Art Releasing, but the idea for screening the film was really Dr. Morauskas's. I don't know if you want to talk a little more about how you came to the film specifically.
Basically, it was just a natural. The movie was released in 2015. It played at several international film festivals, and we thought it would be entirely appropriate to show this in Omaha, given our two relationships.
Absolutely. Persona non grata, Tuesday, June 19th, 7 p.m. at the Jewish Community Center Theater at 333 South 132nd Street. OmahaSisterCities.com for more information. Thank you both for being here. Morning Edition continues right now.